Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jim Edwards
and Will Nelson.
And you guys are with
Tractor Food and Farms.
It's good to see you back again.
Good to be here.
Well,
thank you, Bruce.
The season is moving right along. How's things going at Tractor?
Things are going wide open. We got some real exciting things coming up in the world of Tractor.
We're moving a lot of produce right now.
Are
but,
you?
We're about to launch a new program. That's what we want to talk about.
All right. That's exciting. So what's the new program going to be?
We're launching an online store.
Online store?
Yeah. So traditionally, we've helped farmers move produce through grocery stores, mm-hmm. retail outlets, things like that. And we're expanding out to direct-to-consumer sales. So we've been on here a number of times, talked about our CSA program.
Right.
And our online store is another way for consumers to buy produce from us directly. And what's unique about the online store is that we're actually expanding beyond just farmers. We have meat products. We have local producers who produce value-added products such as fermented foods, jams, jellies, vinegars, and bread and baked goods as well.
So how's it going to work?
Yeah, so we actually have the online store set up right now. It will go live at 5:30, mm-hmm. and you can just go on our website, tractorfoodandfarms.com, click the Shop Now tab, and it will bring you right a drop-down list of all products available, quantities available, prices. And so it's live from 5:30 on Friday till midnight on Tuesday. And then we pack the next few days, and you pick up on Friday,
okay.
pretty much any time.
Okay, so you pick up at Tractor?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. That sounds like that'll work great. Give folk an opportunity to see what you have and then get just what they want. That's pretty
Absolutely.
Neat.
Absolutely. Meet us and come out and check out our facility. But also in the marketplace, there's our grower profile. So if you want to know a little bit more about who you're buying stuff from and their growing practices, you can just click on their name and a drop down will come and lay out kind of who they are, where they are, and what they're doing.
Yeah, really, to be honest, even if you don't know for sure if you're going to take advantage of the online store or not, there's enough information on that website. People need to look and see who the farmers are and see what's going on, just so we'll all know kind of what's going on in the area.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're pretty excited about it because up until this point, we've only worked with farmers. And now this gives us a chance to highlight meat producers and value-added producers in the county who may be looking for additional outlet or don't have enough exposure or are new to the areas. We're trying to bring everyone to the table, and we feel like this is a good way to do it.
Well, that sounds really great. Again, what's the website and what do they need to do?
Tractorfoodandfarms.com. Click the Shop Now tab, and it will go live at 5:30.
Okay.
And you have until Tuesday at midnight. So this is just the first week we're really launching it. Every Friday at 5:30, you will open again. It's essentially just an online marketplace. It opens up, and then there's a close time. And sometimes we'll run specials and promote it on Facebook, and you just go through the online store, and you can purchase it that way.
It really does sound exciting. That's just one of many things going on. The CSA program is still up and running, so it'll be running until the fall, right?
That's correct. And the summer CSA session started today, actually.
Mm-hmm. That was the first launch day. It'll go for 6 weeks. And then we'll move into the fall session.
And if you're interested, you can still sign up. It's not too late.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small bag and a regular bag, two different prices. And we encourage people that are interested to go to our website, get in contact with us to learn a little bit more. We have a great selection of produce. And, you know, well, things are starting to really roll in.
Well, that's great. Well, that does sound good. So now that's going on, the CSA program, and then, of course, everything else going on over there. But you also have your big dinner coming up towards the end of August. So you want to talk a little bit about that now? Let's talk about that just a minute.
We have an annual Farm to Fork dinner is the name of it. Dining on Town Square. Town will shut down the street in front of the New Ray Inn.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set up tables, and you can go to our website and watch the drone footage from last year's. This is the third time we've done it, I think. This is the third annual Farm to Fork dinner. Everything is sourced locally. All the food will be grown here. Our featured chef this year is Mountain Air Country Club's Taylor Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
So he's agreed to do that for Mountain Air. Entertainment by the 42nd Street Jazz Band. It was wonderful last year. Looking forward to doing that again right in front of the New Ray Inn.
This is Tractor's big fundraising event of the year. We have about 212 seats slotted, mm-hmm. tickets available,
okay.
and we anticipate selling out. We encourage people, if you're interested, to, again, go to our website. You can purchase tickets at the Chamber of Commerce, Extension, online. That's the way to do it. And you know, this is a really great way to connect to the community.
Yeah.
And we're going to have local farmers there. The farmers that produce the food will be there.
Be
so you
there.
Get to actually talk to them, interact.
Oh, that's cool.
There's going to be drinks served at the New Ray Inn, a really wonderful dinner with Taylor Montgomery.
And you can get the information again at the website as far as getting your tickets and get all that lined up. Now, that's coming up Sunday, August the 26th, so it's on
yes,
towards
correct.
The end of August.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we figured while I was talking, let's go ahead and remind folks that that's going to be available as well. So in the meantime, you guys just carrying on with all the other stuff that you do all right. the time. It's busy, huh?
Very exciting. Very exciting. We're moving lots of produce. We've got high fronter bean coming in. We've got corn coming in.
We've got a big corn sale right now.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. Call us up.
Well, that's really neat. How's the growing season? Has it been a good one? I mean, it seems like it's been rainy and on and off. Has it been rough this year, as one would think?
I think at one point we had some flooding in one of our fields. I think some of my Serrano peppers got totally wiped out with a creek. And
well, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
That's really not good.
Yeah. You know, despite all the setbacks, we're just amazed at how the tenacity of our farmers and how mm-hmm. they're willing to keep on pushing through. And
Very resilient.
And another thing we love about our farmers here. And so even with all that, we still have a bunch of produce available. And Mother Nature keeps throwing us turns left and right. And
curveballs.
Yeah, we're taking
it. You just keep on keeping on.
Right.
All right. Well, fellas, well, thanks for coming over and visiting with us. Let us know how things are going. Maybe come back again before the 26th and remind us about this if you have a little time.
Perfect.
We'd love
Sounds
to.
Great.
Thank you. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks again to our guests today, Jim Edwards and Will Nelson, there with Tractor Food and Farms. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.